Yes, you do.
Amen. I tell you, I've got, I guess you say, biggest part of my life in this right here. Yeah. Serving God, amen. Living right, living holy, and I've come too far to turn back. Amen. Sometimes I believe it's good to let the devil know that.
That's it.
Let the devil know, hey, you can discourage me. You can bring sickness on me. Amen. You can bring depression on me. You can bring all sorts of things against me, but I'm not giving up. Amen.
That's right.
I tell you, it's hard for the devil to do much with a made up mind. Amen. If you got your mind made up to serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Philippians, one more time here tonight, chapter 1, verse number 9. Read about three passage verses of scripture here. Amen. And this I pray, Paul here saying, I'm praying for you that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ. Well, that's a mouthful right there. That's a revival for right there. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Amen. If the Lord would help us, I'm going to talk to us about Paul's prayer for the Philippians. Amen. Paul's prayer for the Philippians. This I pray. You know, a lot of people will tell you they'll pray for you, but I'm not so sure maybe they forget. Maybe they get busy. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe they ain't got time. Maybe they say some little half-hearted prayer. I don't believe this was one of those kinds of prayers. Amen. I don't believe this was empty words. Praise God. But I believe Paul here, amen's prayer for the Philippians church was that their love may abound. Hallelujah. Amen. Love was not lacking here, but Paul desires, amen, that the love that they have already shown would continue to grow, to thrive, to abound. Love is the first and the foremost of all Christian virtues and the greatest of them all. Amen. I tell you, you can find if somebody gets saved if they have love in their hearts.
Yes.
Great God. When you get up off of an altar of prayer, when you get saved, and I tell you, you'll love your enemy.
Woo.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Might go a little slower getting started here. But when you really get Jesus down in your heart, I tell you, you'll love people.
Yes.
Amen. Great God. Hallelujah. Woo. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Amen. Praise God. And it goes on in 1 Corinthians 13:13. Now by the faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of them is what? Charity. Amen. The greatest of them is love. Hallelujah. Love was the number one priority commandment with the Lord. John 13:34. A new commandment I give unto you, Jesus said, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Amen. That was Jesus' commandment that he gave to the church, that we should love one another. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but sometimes it's good for us to pray that way. Lord, help me love one another. Hallelujah. Great God. Amen. Love was the most convincing testimony to the unsaved. Amen. John 13:35 says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if what? You have love one for another. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you, love goes a long ways. Amen. Hey, God, Lord, help me to love one another. Amen. Now, we're living in a generation where the Baptists have wore this scripture out, and that's all they preach is love, 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 and I believe in love. Amen. I'm trying to preach on it right here. Amen. Tonight, Paul said, my prayer is that your love may abound. Praise God. That you'd grow in love. That you'd love one another more. Amen. That churches would love one another more. That we would learn to love the gospel more. That we would learn to love each other more. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe in love. Praise God. You can ask my kids if I love them. I believe they'll tell you daddy loves them. Amen. But you know what? Sometimes daddy's got to be the guy to pull a spanking stick out. Brother Tom showed us before about growing up. It's a great illustration. I use it all the time. I even use it away from here when I'm preaching sometimes. How that his parents whipped them growing up. Me and Michelle laugh all the time. He said one time his mom smoked, I think it was, and she threw an ashtray at him. Amen. Hit him with an ashtray. Praise God. I told Michelle today or yesterday, amen, my dad wasn't physically abusive. Amen. But, you know, if you don't watch teenagers, when they get old enough, they start back talking and they start smarting off. Amen. I said something to him one day he didn't like real well, and I was about 6 feet away. Good thing I was, because he took it. He used to be on them crutches all the time. He took that crutch and swung that thing. He meant to take my head off. Praise God. And luckily I jerked back and I seen the tip of that crutch go by my nose. And I said, "Woo, amen." I said, you about took my head off. He said, "I meant to." Amen. Thank God. I meant to take your head off. Praise God. Thank God. Brother Tom said his parents whipped him all the time. But his cousin never got no whippings. Amen. Got to run and do just like he wanted. But the problem is, when you're young, you don't understand that that's building character. Amen. That's building something down inside of you. That's putting restrictions up there. Amen. Hey, God. Hallelujah. And he got a little bit bigger. Brother Tom turned in to be a pretty good boy. Joe might argue that. Amen. But he turned in to be a pretty good citizen. But his cousin, on the other hand, went out and became an outlaw. Amen. Because he had nobody never to love him and say, "There's boundaries, there's rules, there's restrictions." Amen. Thank God for love. Amen. But I tell you what, a true friend will tell you, "You better watch out. There's trouble down the road." Amen. And if you don't change directions, you're going to go over, amen, an embankment, a cliff where the bridge is out. You better watch out. Thank God that I had somebody to love me. Amen. And tell me, "Jason, stay out of the world. Stay away from the world. It'll drag you into sin and take you to hell." And I'm still on this way. And I'm still in the house of God. And I'm still living holy. Because I had a preacher that told me, hey, God, I didn't always like it. Sometimes I got upset. Sometimes I thought, "Brother Larry, you're being too hard on us." But thank God, he loved us. Amen. Woo! And the 1 year I did play, I played sports through grade school. That was hardly nothing. Amen. Are you just playing ball? No. Hey, God, let's get out in the park and I'll school you good.
Hey, that's right.
About 40 pounds ago. Woo! Brother Earl, ain't a thing in the world wrong shooting the ball through a hoop.
No.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with a lot of things. But it's the spirit, the motive, and the environment behind a lot of things is what is wrong. Great God. And here in junior high school, I think I was in the 7th grade, you know. That's the first year you move up to junior high, and I was on a basketball team, and I got in the back of that bus, and there's some wild things going on. Great God. And that's when the Lord got to convict of my heart, and I said, "This ain't no place for Jason to be." Amen. Great God. Amen. It's the wrong environment. Amen. It's the wrong place to hang out. Amen. That's why he said, "Come out from among the world." Amen. That's why my pastor preached when I was playing ball. Amen. I was on the ball team, Brother Dan. I was a man, the boy that just come up in the church. We didn't know a whole lot. And my pastor preached that, "You better watch out. That'll get a hold of your heart. It'll take you the wrong direction." And I didn't understand it. My dad, matter of fact, told a fit about it. He wanted me to play ball. "You don't got to quit doing that." But I prayed about it, and it led me in the wrong environment. It got me in the wrong place. And I remembered that old voice of the preacher preaching. Because why? Because he's against me? No. Because he's for me. Because he loved me. Because he didn't want me to get hung up out there in the world. And you know why I don't have scars tonight? You know why I didn't get out there on the back of that bus and get in trouble like every single one of them did? Because I had somebody that loved me and said, "Don't do that. Don't go there. Stay away from there." Hey, God. And that continued all through school. Instead of going to the proms, every time they had a prom, hey, God, I had a head and a mind like a mule. And I said, "They're going to go out and dance, have a big time at the prom. I'm going down to the church, have a prayer meeting." Hallelujah. I rode my bike, and later when I started driving, I drove down, and every single prom, Brother Tom, hey, man, I had a prayer meeting. I was praying at the church. when everybody else was out there drinking and carrying on, getting herself in trouble. Thank God I had somebody to love me and tell me right from wrong. Hey, Greg, what's the matter? I said this the other night. What other night? Lord, give us old-fashioned preachers that aren't afraid to preach the word of God in this day without fear and without favor. Amen. Paul's prayer for the Philippians is that they would love one another. Great God. Amen. Help us, Lord. Hallelujah. Love goes a long ways. I read this and thought this was good. The owner of a drive-thru coffee shop in Southwest Portland, Oregon, was surprised one morning to have one of her customers not only pay for her own mocha, but also for the mocha of the person in the car behind her. It put a smile on the owner's face to tell the next customer when they pulled up to pay, "Hey man, that's all right, but yours has already been paid for." Hey God. And that customer said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Well, the car ahead paid for yours." Amen. And so that customer said, "Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. Let me pay for the one behind me." Hallelujah. Hey God. And they paid for the one behind them. Until 2.5 hours later, 27 customers in a row, amen, didn't pay for theirs, but they paid for the one behind of them. And act of love goes a long ways. Hey God. Amen. My Uncle Larry always told us, love not in deeds anymore. I've had a lot of people put their arm around my neck and say, "I love you. You're one of the greatest preachers that I've ever heard preach." Amen. It wasn't a month or two after that, they thought I was their worst enemy. Hey, I come to tell you right here tonight, love not in deeds and in words, but in deed and in truth. Be there when they need you. Be on their side. Be there in the thick and in the thin. Thank God. Amen. For somebody to love you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Woo! Heard old Jack Hiles, which I know they were what you call fundamental Baptists. They were the hardcore Baptists, like we're the hardcore Pentecostal. Lester Roloff, Jack Hiles was big buddies. Roloff got in a bunch of trouble down there in Texas for preaching the truth. They come down on him, trying to shut his school down and all that stuff. You know, Roloff's still on the radio today. That's how successful of a man he was. And so anyway, they really come against him. Amen. I've heard Jack Hiles tell it on his preaching tapes. That I listen to a lot of times. Amen. And I love to go to bed listening to him. Michelle hates it. Amen. I go to bed lots of nights listening to Jack Hiles. She said, "You got that boring guy on her. He's real monotone. He ain't a real charisma kind of guy, but he says a lot of good stuff." Amen. And I get a lot of good stories from him. But anyway, he said that Roloff got in a lot of trouble down there. And a lot of people told Roloff they were his friends. When he really needed them, they never showed up. Amen. Hey, praise God. Jack Howell said when his back was against it and he didn't have nobody for him, he said he hopped on an airplane and flew from Hammond, Indiana to Corpus Christi, Texas, and he stood with Lester Roloff down there against them government authorities and said they was going to shut them schools down for the hardness of Lester Roloff's preaching. And I tell you, Jack Howell came. Amen. And this one came and that one came, and they stood against the government, and they run the government out of town, and Lester Roloff school went on. Hallelujah. Hey, I tell you, we need somebody that'll stand up and say, "Thank God." Amen. I love my brothers and my sisters. Hallelujah. Hey, God, help us in this day. Paul was praying that the Lord would enlarge their capacity for more than an ordinary measure of love. The key to this source of abounding love is knowledge and judgment. Great God, that's what he said. And I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge. Hallelujah. This word knowledge is from the Greek word epignosis. Amen. This word is an intensive form and refers to advanced knowledge. Amen. This word judgment refers to ability to apply this knowledge. So Paul was praying that they would know and apply the word of God. Hallelujah. How am I going to love? Amen. Right learning creates right loving. Hallelujah. If I learn the word of God and learn that that God is love, amen, then if I have right learning, I'll have right loving. Amen. As newborn babes, 1 Peter 2 and 2, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. Hallelujah. Have a love for knowledge. Have a love for the word of God. And if you fall in love with his word, great God, it'll be natural to fall in love with his people. Woo! 2 Peter 1:5. And beside this, giving, amen, all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. Hey God, we need knowledge, don't we? Knowledge of what? Knowledge of his word. We're living in a generation that puts very little emphasis on this word right here. 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, but both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Christian growth is dependent upon the knowledge of his word. Amen. If people's ever going to grow in their Christian walk with God, then they first must grow in the knowledge of the word of God. Hey, amen. Why then are some Christians short in the display of love for others? Well, the answer is very simple. Where there is no exercise of love, there is either no life or there's no learning. Amen. 1 John 3:14, we know that we have passed from death unto life. How do we know there's life? Because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hey God, you don't feel like this is very important, but this is majorly important. There's people goes to church night in and night out, and they hate their brethren. Hey God, there's people right in churches that they hate them. What did it say? You're a murderer, and the truth ain't in love, ain't in you, ain't abiding in you. It's not the will of God for us to hate our brethren, but rather we're to love them. We're to love other churches. We're to love other brethren and other sisters and get it right. Amen. Great God. I ain't always going to agree with everybody, Brother Earl. But I made my mind up. There's a lot of things I don't agree with. A lot of things I can't go with. But I done made my mind up. I ain't going to fight and hate them.
No. Yeah.
Amen. This ain't going to do it. Life's too short to do that. We got to learn to be what? Happy.
Happy.
Woo! Life's too short to go around hating one another. Hey, God. Amen. Causing strife and bitterness. Amen. And all such foolishness and nonsense as that. We better learn to love. Amen. Hey, God. Hey, God. Help me, Lord, to learn to love.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! If you hate somebody, I tell you what, I believe you're going to miss the boat. I believe you'll miss the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Other brothers and sisters who hate them, I think you're going to miss the boat.
Yeah.
Since Jenny Sun got hairbrushed at Raymond that time, Holy Ghost spoke, said if I had come, you'd have missed it.
That's what though.
You'd have missed it.
Yeah.
Woo! It's a close walk, church. It's a close walk.
Come on.
Oh, God. Amen. I'm going to preach on. I got some good stuff to come. Amen. But I tell you what, we better watch out. Amen. It's one thing to fall out, but it's another thing to have hate in your heart.
Yeah.
That's right. It's altogether another thing. Great God. When a Christian fails to show forth fruit, amen. We know we pass from death into life because we have love for the brethren. And when we fail to show fruit, amen, show forth the fruit of love, great God, then we're guilty of inexcusable ignorance of the word of God, amen, and or rebellion towards God's word. Mark 10:43, but so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever of you will be chiefest shall be servant of all. Amen. When we are slow to serve, we are short on love. True love serves others. Hallelujah. We are to rate others, amen, higher and above ourselves. We're living in a time where it's just the opposite. It's my four and no more. Who cares about them? But really, if you really got love, you don't think you're up here and everybody else is down here. No, we're all on the same playing field. There ain't no big I's and little U's. Lord, help me love others. Help me, God, to love like I ought to love. Amen. April 6, 2000. Approximately 20 years ago, Ricky and Tony Sexton were taken hostage inside their own home in Wytheville, Virginia. Amen. By a fugitive couple on a crime spree. Tony had taken her poodle outside when Dennis Lewis, 37, and Angela Tanner, 20, roared into her driveway, pointed a gun at her, and yelled at her to get back inside of the house. The Sextons turned their hostage experience into an opportunity, amen, to demonstrate Christian love. Hey God, the Sextons listened to their, amen, captors' troubles. They fed them. They showed them, amen, the gospel. They read to them from the Bible and prayed and cried with these fugitives. Amen. And during negotiations with the police, amen, Ricky Sexton refused his release with Lewis, amen, and Tanner, which was the fugitives, suggested that they might end the standoff by committing suicide. The standoff had rather an unusual ending. Before surrendering to the police, amen, the fugitives, hey God, left $135 in a note for the Sextons that read, "Thank you for your hospitality. Thank you for your love and for caring. And we wish all love and luck towards you." Hey God, it really meant a lot to us. And then they surrendered to the police. Hallelujah. Hey God, love goes a long way. Hey, I wonder how many of us could do that. Somebody, amen, hold us captive with a gun in our own home, and they begin to tell them about the love of Christ. Don't you know God loves you? Don't you know God cares about you? Hey, amen. And they really got a hold of their hearts, and then they begin to open the Bible and read them scriptures, and they talked them right into just giving themselves up. Hey, I come to tell us, love goes a lot farther than what you realize. Amen. Love goes a long ways. Amen. Verse number 10, where I want to get to. That ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Amen. Paul wanted them to approve the things that were excellent. In order to approve the things that are excellent, we must be able to discern between what is good and what is best. Hallelujah. We are to have a sense of what is vital. This word approve means to set our affections on higher things. Amen. Great God, it comes from the Greek word, which means testing or proving for the purpose. Hey God, used to describe the testing of coins for purity and for proper weight. You ever gave the person at the gas station or at the grocery store a large bill and they take a pen and mark on it, or they hold it up to the light? Why? They're testing to see how pure it is. Amen. They're testing to see how real it is. Oh, I pray, oh God, help me to be real. Help me, Lord, to be the real thing. Colossians 3, amen, and 1 says, "If ye then, being risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God." He went on to say, "Set your affections on things above, hey God, and not on things on this earth." We are to approve, amen, great God, or test those things that are excellent. Amen.
How we test ourselves. We don't test ourselves against this world, but we test ourselves against Christ. Amen. He's the true tester, ain't he? Hey God. This is the first time, amen, in this verse right here. This really helped me. Hope it helps you like it did me. That the word sincere appears in the King James Version. First time you find this word sincere. Amen. This word sincere comes from two Latin words. Great God, which is sin, S-I-N-E, and sera. Amen. Sincera. That sin means without. Sera means wax. Praise God. It means without wax. And I thought, well, what in the world does that mean? Amen. Great God. Well, in the Bible days, amen, a potter that would advertise his pottery for sale, amen, amen, maybe a bowl or a plate that he had made, and it was pure. He would call it sincera. He would advertise his pottery as being sincera. It meant without wax. Hallelujah. In that day, if pottery got a crack in it, in a bowl or a plate, amen, they would mend that crack with wax. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you wanted to, you could hold it up to the light, and if it had a crack that had been fixed with wax, you could look right through it and spot the line where the wax was. But great God, amen, they advertised when they had sincera, it meant the real stuff. This is real. Hallelujah. Paul said, I pray that should be sincere. I pray that should be real. Hallelujah. Without wax. Hallelujah. You don't need to patch it up. Amen. Patch the crack up with wax. But you can be pure. You can be holy. You can look right. You can act right. You can talk right. You can spit white. God, I come to tell us, if you got the real thing, you can be sincere. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank God. Paul's prayer is for, amen, moral purity, sincerity, genuineness. Great God, I feel like it's lacking in the church today. It's hard to find somebody that's genuine, amen. Great God. What's that mean, Brother Jason? That means, amen, what you are in the church is what you are out of the church. Amen. Genuine, sincere, holy. Amen. I mean, saint of God. Hey, God, help us, Lord, to be just that. Amen. Be without wax. Be genuine. Amen. Don't be a hypocrite. Like one night in revival, hey, God, this same old guy was up there praying. It seemed like every revival he come and prayed, and boy, by the time end of the revival was over, this guy was on fire. Hallelujah. Hey God, this guy had really had it, but by the next revival he was out. He had done lost it, and he was back in that altar praying again to this deacon, caught on to that. After several times this guy was in that altar and he was praying, oh God, fill me up, I need to be filled. Will you fill me up? Finally, that old deacon got down there and got to praying in that old guy's ear. And he said, Lord, don't fill him up just yet. Don't fill him up just yet. Fix the cracks. He's got a leak. Amen. Fix the crack. It's leaking out of him every time you fill him up. Hey, I come to tell us, I want him to fix the crack. Hey, seal it up, Lord, without words. Be sincere. I don't want to leak out. I want to be on fire. Hey, I don't want to be up one month and down the next. I don't want to be a burden, amen, on my parents and on everybody around me. You can count on me. I got a hold of it. I'm going to hang on. I'm not giving up. I'm running on. I'm going to make it. Thank God. Can it count on you here tonight? Be sincere. Be sincere. Woo! Romans 12:9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Hey God. So I looked at that word. Amen. I'm just that way. Amen. I'm no country boy. I don't know big terms. Amen. Let love be without dissimulation. I thought, what's dissimulation mean? It means hypocrisy. It means two-faced. It means being unsincere. Hallelujah. Hey God, love is sincere. Amen. Hey, when I told Michelle, amen, August, amen, of 2001, hey God, this August, what would help me do the math? It'd be 19 years when I told her I loved her. Amen. And I wanted to be her husband. And I wanted her to be my wife. I said, I love you. Great God, I tell you, it was sincere. It wasn't two-faced. It wasn't Monday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and give me Tuesday, Thursdays off. But no, I wasn't being two-faced. But I said, I love you. Amen. When you're sick, I love you. Great God, when you can't walk, I love you. It doesn't matter what it is. Hey, amen. That's what real love is. Being sincere. Don't be a hypocrite about it. Don't be two-faced. But be the real thing. Sincere. Without cracks. Woo!
God's word is not hypocrisy.
Amen. Paul gives a reason, I'm done here, why Christians should be sincere, that we might be without offense.
the words without offense. He said, as amen, I forgot the scripture, 2 Corinthians 8:8, I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Hallelujah. Great God. That you may not be without, that you might be rather without offense. Hallelujah. We should live so that we don't cause others to stumble and fall when they look at our life. Amen. And say, I don't want what they've got. Great God. I don't want what they have. Look at here. Amen. I've heard a lot of people say that, haven't you? I ain't going to go down to that church. That's where so-and-so goes. Amen. They're hypocrites. You ever heard that? I like what Brother Randy Webb said one time. He said, well, great God, where you expect to find a hypocrite? Not down to the bar, because if they're down there, they're already lost. Amen. They're backslid. What's a hypocrite mean? Hypocrite means two-faced, trying to live two lives. That's where you're going to find them at, down to the church. They're trying to live two lives. Amen. Trying to live like a Christian and trying to live like the world. That's where hypocrites are, down at the church. Amen. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want others to look at my life and say, look at them. Amen. They're not living what they say they are. I want to be true. Lord, I want to be true.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've got a whole page left, but I'm done. How many raise your hand and say, I want to be true. Amen. I don't want no cracks. Woo. Without wax. I don't want no wax. But when they hold me up to the light test, great God, I don't want there to be no wax. I want to be pure. No cracks. Amen. I want to be holy. I want to be sincere. Hey, God. Amen. I want to be right. True blue. I want to have the true goods. Amen. Stand with me in this house. Verse number 11. Might as well get this real quick. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness. Woo, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and the praise of God. Amen. Hey, God, being filled with the fruits of righteousness. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, you can't judge, and that's a good rule to go by, because with whatever judgment you judge, you're going to be judged with that. Amen. Hey, God. But lastly, Paul had a prayer for an abundance of righteousness. And that's what I pray, that we would have an abundance of right living. Amen. Well, how do you know when somebody's living right? Paul said it. Amen. Jesus said it. It's all through the New Testament. When somebody's really living right, they'll show forth fruit. Hallelujah. When you go to an apple tree here about June or July, well, really, I guess apple trees bear later in the summer. Amen. Late there in the summer, early fall. Amen. You go to an apple tree, you expect to get you an apple. Amen. Why? Because it produced fruit. Amen. Hey, that's what Christians are to do. We're to produce fruit. Amen. Hey, God, love, joy, peace, righteousness. Amen. Goodness. That's what we're supposed to have. We're supposed to have the fruit of God. Amen. Produce good fruit. Amen. Woo! Beware false prophets. Somebody help me up here on this pen. I'm done. Which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their what?
Fruit.
Do men gather grapes of thorns? Do you get grapes off a thorn bush? Brother Daniel, do you get taters? Amen. Off of a kudzu vine? Woo! Amen. Do you grab grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. I'm not being mean here, but somebody said, how do you know that? Amen. I'll tell you how you know it. You know it by the fruit they're bearing forth.
Yes, Lord.
If there's turmoil all around them, yeah. Great God, something wrong. Woo, something wrong. If there's falsehood all around, something wrong.
Right. Yeah.
Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast in the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. There you go. By your fruits you're going to know them.
Yeah.
Jesus. That's a message right there, but I ain't got time to preach. Jesus, John said 15, starting there in 1 and 2, I'm the vine, the true vine, and my Father's the husband. Every branch in me that beareth not forth, not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. I am the vine, ye are the branches, and he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Jesus said, amen, I'm the main tree here, and you're the branch, and if the branch is in the tree, and the tree's in the branch, hey, God, fruit's going to come. And if I'm in you, and you're in me, you've got to have fruit, hallelujah. And if you ain't bearing forth fruit, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Woo!
That's God.
No.
I'm done. We are to produce fruit for God. We're to get out there and win souls. Brother Tommy and us sitting over in Giovanni's the other day, and Brother Tom had his heart cast and put a stent in. We're sitting there at Giovanni's and we're eating. Brother Tom gets up and he goes over to the next table and he gives him a tract and he starts telling him about Jesus. Hallelujah. I tell you, I want to be a soul winner, don't you? Oh God, I want to bear forth fruit, Lord. I want to do better. I want to have more love. I want to grow. I want to do more for you, God. I want to get to where I need to be. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hey God. Amen. We are to walk with God. We're to know him. We're to let Jesus live in our life. The branch in the tree and the tree in the branch, I and you and I, you bring forth fruit. I want to do that, don't you?
Yes, Lord. Yes.
You know how little boys are out standing around talking about how good their dad is, and first boy started to debate how important his dad was. He said, boys, he said, my dad knows the mayor of this town. Amen. The boy was soon taught by the second boy who said, that's nothing. My dad knows the governor. Amen. My dad, he's friends with the governor of the state. Amen.
Yeah.
Great God. So the stakes were getting pretty high. And this eye-dropping father standing off, these fathers were over and they heard these boys. So that third father thought, boy, I wonder what my boy's going to say. Amen. The one boy there knows the mayor and the other boy said, that ain't nothing. My dad knows the governor. Well, that third boy jumped up and said, that ain't nothing. My dad knows God. Woo! It put a smile on that dad's face standing over there. Amen. I ain't got to want to raise my kids up in the passion. They say, that's who I know. I don't know the mayor. I don't know Manson. I don't know Jim Justice. I know God. And he knows me. Amen. Thank God. Help us, Lord, in this day to get the love of God right down in my heart. Amen. Do you want to get it right tonight? Come on, let's get in these altars. Oh, God. Hey, man, let's get in here and be sincere. Let's get sincere tonight. God, I don't want to, hey, man, have wax. I don't want to have cracks, but I want to be sincere. Hey, God, I want to get it right. I want to have it right. Lord, I want to love right. I want to do right. I want to live right. Right here tonight. Come on, come on, come on. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God.